And welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And of course, I'm Rebecca, and today your English will improve.
Okay, so Rebecca, has anyone ever introduced you using the wrong name?
Unfortunately, that has definitely happened to me before.
Really? Okay, so they really forgot your name.
Well, I guess. It was actually kind of embarrassing. I didn't really want to correct the person and tell them that they said my name wrong, but at the same time, I wanted them to call me the correct name.
That could be awkward. Well, it looks like today's lesson could help us avoid those types of situations.
I think you're right, Gabe. So today's lesson is called Introduce Me. Open up your magazine and let's get started.
Introduce me. Ask questions. When you can't remember someone's name, try to remember where you know them from. You can say, "It's been too long. When was the last time we saw each other?" If you can remember the context, it might help you remember the name. Request information. Tell the other person, "I'm so glad to see you here. I've been meaning to update my contact information. Would you mind typing yours in for me?" Then hand them your cell phone.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们要来看的是 context 这个名词。Context 是指事情发生的背景及环境。例如 ,if you look at the context of the event, you will see that the conflict was the fault of both parties. 如果你去看事情的来龙去脉,你就会知道这个冲突是双方都有错误。Context 也指文章的上下文。例如 ,without a context, I would assume the heroine was a mean girl.如果没有看上下文，我还会以为这个女主角是一个坏女生。接着我们看的是 request 这个动词 ,Q-U-E-S-T 这个字根有寻找的意思。所以 request 是指请求或要求。例如 ,Sam requested that the airlines make the arrangements so his family could sit together. Sam 向航空公司要求安排他和家人能够坐在一起。request 也可以当名词，例如As a customer service representative, you should try your best to satisfy your customers' requests. 身为客服部的服务人员，你应该尽力试着满足你的顾客的要求。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, our lesson continues. When you can't remember someone's name, try to remember where you know them from.
And our lesson also says, you can say, "It's been too long." When was the last time we saw each other? Now, this is a very interesting phrase, last time. Oftentimes, when I use this phrase, I think of, this is the last time I'm going to do something, or I'm never going to do something again because this is the last time. Is that what it means in our lesson?
Well, it kind of means something similar, actually. This is the last time I'll do this, but maybe the last time you did it was sometime in the past.So that's kind of what our lesson means. The most recent time that you saw someone else, that was the last time you saw them.
So last time has many different meanings. It could mean, like I mentioned before, that you will never do something again. Here's an example. This is the last time we are going to play this game.
Uh-oh. It sounds like you didn't enjoy that game if you said, this is the last time we're going to play this game. Or, this is the last time I'm telling you, go clean your room. All right.
Exactly.
Okay, well, our lesson continues. If you can remember the context, it might help you remember the name. So, what does context mean here?
Well, here, context means that it's the situation in which something happens, so you're able to better explain it. For example, maybe you recognize someone's face, you can't remember their name, but then they remind you that you guys were both in the same math class together, or maybe the same English class, and then all of a sudden...you're able to remember the person's name because of the context.
That's right. The name comes back to you because of the context. Well, what does it mean if you take something out of context? This is a very useful phrase, especially when referring to something that you read, or maybe even a situation like this. This means that you misrepresent the intent or the purpose of a situation.
Exactly. So you need to be very careful, especially when it comes to writing. You don't want to take, if you're quoting someone, mm-hmm. you don't want to take whatever it is you're saying out of context because it misrepresents what the person is trying to say.
Okay, so when you're quoting someone, remember what the context is. It could be a little different meaning if you just take their quote. So take something out of context. Remember how to use that phrase.
So let's talk about our lesson here. It says in the subhead, request information. And it further says, tell the other person, I'm so glad to see you here. I've been meaning to update my contact information.
Very interesting. Again, very clever. Okay, well, what does this phrase to, or this word to update mean? This means to inform with the most recent information. Okay, so the word update can be used as a verb as well as a noun.
Mm-hmm. So let's think of some examples. As a verb, first, don't forget to update information on your computer. Or you could say, I finally updated all the contacts in my phone just yesterday.
Okay, so that's great to use as a verb, and here it is as a noun. I can't wait for you to send me the yearly update on the family. Okay, so you can use this as a verb or noun.
That's great. I actually enjoy sending a family update every year to all of my family and friends back home because so much goes on, so much changes, and if you don't send that yearly update, how are people going to know what's going on?
That's right. And if you forget someone's name, of course, you could ask them to give you an update on their life. Maybe something will jog your memory so that you remember what their name is. Have you ever used that phrase, not Carolyn, I'm sorry, Rebecca, I called you Carolyn.
Goodness.
Have you used that phrase to jog your memory?
To jog your memory? You know, my dad actually likes to use that phrase a lot. I really don't use it all that often. Would you like to give us an example about it?
Of course. This is when you forget something and you're trying to remember. And so you ask someone to help jog your memory. Does that help you remember? Does that jog your memory?
Yes, Rebecca? Yes, you're helping me jog my memory right here. That's actually a really useful phrase to use.
So imagine your memory is jogging. It needs to have some exercise if you're going to remember correctly.
That's for sure. Now, I really like to talk about this word update a little bit more because I think that there's a lot to talk about.
Well, we need an update from Rebecca. Go ahead.
We do need an update from me. What do you want an update on?
Well, about the word update.
Yes. Okay. Let me provide an update on this word update. So I guess one of my favorite ways to use this word update is probably I like the most updated technology when it comes to phones.
You know, we just said this word is a verb and a noun, but Rebecca just used it as an adjective. She likes the most updated things, the most updated technology.
Exactly. I mean, why stick to an iPhone 4 when I can get an iPhone 5, an updated phone? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, sometimes you update your phone. You can get an upgrade as well. Now, we are talking about remembering people's names, and I do have kind of a funny story because this happened to my dad. Before, he took a girl out to this banquet. Many of his friends were going. It was when he was in school, in university. And he wanted to introduce this girl to his friend. I forget the name of his friend, but...
It's getting good.
He said, oh, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody. He brings a friend over. He says, I want to introduce you to, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. That actually happened.
That actually happened to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to ask
what her name was. And guess what? That was the last time they ever went out.
Oh, your poor dad.
Well, my poor dad and that poor girl. But I guess it's okay because, obviously they didn't go out again and my dad met my mom. And if that didn't happen, maybe I wouldn't be here. Who knows?
Well, I guess it all worked out. Well, right now, Liz is going to give us an English update, and she wants to talk about this phrase, have been meaning to, so let's go visit her now. Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz.
For today's grammar tip, here's our sentence. I've been meaning to update my contact information. It just means the speaker is letting her audience know that she wants to update her contact information, but she just hasn't done it yet. Notice the pattern. Subject, has or have, been meaning to, verb. Use this pattern to let someone know that something isn't done yet, but the subject has been planning or wanting to do it. This is especially useful when you want to let people know that you haven't forgotten an important job or task and that you hope to get it done soon. For example, let's suppose Andy has some visitors show up and yet his apartment isn't very clean. So he can apologize to his guests and say, I'm sorry, I've been meaning to clean my apartment, but I've been so busy with work. Or let's say you haven't seen your friend for a very long time and you're wondering how she's doing. Then a few days later, you actually see her. So you can say, I've been meaning to call you. How have you been? And that's our grammar tip for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So if you forget someone's name, what is the best solution?
Well, all you need to do is ask your friend to type in their contact information and then hand them your cell phone. Now, this is a very sneaky way of getting someone's contact information without actually telling them that you forgot their name.
Well, it definitely works. Anyway, we still have more to learn right after this. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place you come when you want to learn. We are in the middle of a very interesting lesson about introductions. Have you ever forgotten someone's name? Or has someone ever forgotten your name? Even better, has someone ever introduced you as the wrong person? Well, it will probably happen at some point. We have already learned about several useful tips if you do forget someone's name. However, we still have one more left to talk about, so let's continue with our reading.
Introduce me. Confess. If everything else fails, be honest and admit you have forgotten the person's name. Try something like, I'm sorry, your name has slipped my mind. Or you could say, I'm really good at remembering faces, but bad at names. Please forgive me for asking yours again. The other person might suffer from the same problem, and he or she could be relieved to know you've also forgotten. When you finally hear the person's name, work hard to memorize it. Remembering someone's name lets them know they've made an impression on you.
OK, 接下来我们来看的是 confess 这个动词。Confess 是指承认或者是坦诚自己的过错。例如 ,after hours of interrogation, the suspect finally confessed that he has stolen the money. 经过数小时的侦讯之后,这名嫌犯终于坦诚自己偷了钱。如果要说明坦诚什么过错,是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Ricky confessed to sleeping through the whole recital.Ricky 承认他在整个演奏会当中都在睡觉。最后我们看的是 slip one's mind 这个成语。slip 本来是指滑倒或失足，但是 slip one's mind 是指忘记、忘掉或一时想不起来。注意 slip 的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,my home phone number suddenly slipped my mind when I wanted to give it to my friend.当我要给我的朋友家里的电话的时候，突然一时想不起来。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, our lesson says, if everything else fails, be honest and admit you have forgotten the person's name.
So what does it mean if something fails? Well, it means that it doesn't work. So what are some other things that could possibly fail? Gabe?
Lots of things. Lots of things in the world fail, especially in the world of technology. Electronics. You buy a machine and it breaks, or you could say it fails to work.
Or maybe you're baking a cake and you forgot to add enough flour. You could say the baking attempt failed.
Oh, yes. Has that ever happened to you, Rebecca? The baking attempt failed?
Unfortunately, it has happened. It was with cookies.
But that's okay. At least you tried, and you can try again because I'd love to have some of those cookies.
Yes, we'll talk about that another time. Anyway, well, maybe it's okay to admit that your cookies failed, but do you think you could ever admit that you forgot someone's name, Gabe?
Well, that would just be, you know, it would be really too embarrassing.
Well, I guess your other option would be to continue pretending that you know their name, but you really don't. Or you could just call them the wrong name.
Rebecca, I think you're right.
Well, when I think about trying to figure out someone's name, the question that usually comes to my mind is, what's his name?
Well, interesting. Interesting that you brought that up, actually, because Ken and Steve have something that they would like to say about this question in the information cloud.
Sometimes it's hard to recall someone's first name, much less the person's full name.
We have such a hard time recalling names that we've invented a word to refer to someone whose name we can't recall. What's his name? And the corresponding female version, what's her name?
You know that guy who teaches English on TV? Ken, what's his name?
Oh, you mean Ken Lee.
That's it. Ken Lee. Friends, did you see how I used this word? I couldn't remember Ken's last name, so I used what's his name in place of his last name. Now, here's another example. Ken, one of your friends from Boston asked me to say hi to you.
Who was it?
You know, what's her name? The girl with the red hair.
Oh, you mean Allison?
That's right, Allison. So friends, remember, only use what's his name or what's her name when that person is not around. If the person is nearby, simply go up to them and ask them their name.
Okay, what if you can't recall the name of a thing? Well, there's also a word for that. Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit is a shortened version of what you may call it. Hey, Ken, I can't find the whatchamacallit that holds the door open.
Oh, you mean the doorstop.
That's it. The doorstop.
我们跟朋友聊天的时候谈到某个人突然忘了那个人的名字，情急之下我们就会说那个谁，其实在英文也有那个谁，如果是男生就叫做 What's his name， 如果是女生就叫做 What's her name。 有时候你也许记得名字却忘了姓，也可以用 What's his name 来取代姓。 You know that guy who teaches English on TV? Steve, what's his name? 那个在电视上教英文的老外，他叫 Steve 什么的。那如果是某样东西的名称你记不起来，英文也有个字可以表达 Whatchamacallit。 Whatchamacallit 其实来自 What you may call it。 如果你要找一个门挡却忘了门挡的英文，你可以说 I can't find the whatchamacallit that holds the door open。 也许人家就会告诉你 You mean the doorstop？ 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, Steve, and what's his name? Ben. Ken! Thank you, guys. So, if you forget, what is the best way to handle this situation?
Well, let's look at our lesson. It says, try something like this. I'm sorry, your name has slipped my mind. Now, this is a great phrase. How does a name, slip your mind?
Well, basically, that means you forgot. If you forgot about anything, you could say, it slipped my mind.
So I could say, I meant to call my friend yesterday, but it just slipped my mind. I was just too busy.
Okay, well, that's a great way to use it. What kinds of things slip your mind? You know, our lesson says you could say, I'm really good at remembering faces, but bad at names.
So what does it mean if you remember a face? Well, this just means that you're able to recognize what someone looks like, but you have a hard time remembering the name of the person that goes with the face.
And that happens to me quite frequently. Well, our lesson continues. Please forgive me for asking yours again. Please forgive me for asking your name again. That's what this means. The other person might suffer from the same problem, and he or she could be relieved to know that you've also forgotten.
That's for sure. So if you forget someone's name, maybe you should try using some of these tips that we've learned over the last 2 days. But right now, we have a review skit, and then we're going to go visit Linda in the editor summary.
Hi, Judy. It's so good to see you. How are you?
Have we met before? I don't really remember you.
Oh, we went to high school together.
We did?
We were in the same class all 4 years.
That's funny. I really don't remember you.
We dated for 6 months.
Huh? Well, I am terrible with names. What is yours again? George. John?
It's Russell!
Of course, Russell! I'm sorry, that was so awkward just now. I am really bad at remembering names. I need a lot of context to remember where I met someone.
I have a lot of friends who have the same problem.
You do?
Yes. But I have some tricks to help remembering names easier.
Tricks? Like what?
Just ask people to update their contacts information in your phone.
Oh, that's a useful approach for getting someone's name again.
Yeah. Another idea is to bring someone else with you, then have everyone introduce themselves again for the new person.
Those are great tricks. Hey, I know that lady, but I can't remember her name.
Then try one of my tricks.
I will, thanks. Good talking to you, Robert?
It's Russell!
Sometimes when you can't remember someone's name, perhaps you can try to remember where you know the person from. You can ask, when was the last time we saw each other? And hope you can remember from the context. Or you can request that they update their contact information by asking them to type their info into your cell phone. Finally, when all else fails, just admit it. You forgot their name. Apologize and tell them that their name slipped your mind. Or admit that you are bad at remembering names. And once you have the name, work hard to memorize it, because then they will know you have made an impression on you.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, well, you know, Rebecca, I am actually pretty excited about going to the party tonight.
So you're saying that you've learned some very useful tips from the last 2 days?
Yes, I'm not worried about seeing anybody there. I think I'll remember everyone's names. Or at least I have some good tips to help.
Well, I am glad to hear that. Anyway, I hope that you all have learned some great tips and, of course, great English phrases. And we have more for you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.